Well, that was awesome. Thanks so much to the musicians who, for year after year, week after week, time and time again, bring their talent, their ability, and their anointing into this situation to provide that atmosphere of faith. And thanks to you guys for praising. And thanks to all those people who make all this possible. You know, I don't say that enough. I keep telling myself that. And there are a number of people who either live somewhere else, most of them live somewhere else, or not around here on Sundays, who also give to make all this possible too. And that's very precious to me, that the people who are elsewhere who just watch the live stream also consider it important to give into what goes on. And I know the abundance of God that comes on to people because of it, and I am very grateful to him and to you. We're going to wind up talking about love this morning, but it's not going to look like it to begin with. We're going to take a very circuitous route to get there. And we're going to center up on something that the more I've considered it, the more I've thought about it, talked to a few people about it, the more it's kind of surprising to me what the Spirit of God put his finger on as I was reading through some things. I was reading in the second chapter of Colossians, and after I put it down, this one thought kept coming back, and I went and read it again. It took several times before all of a sudden it was like my eyes could open, or did open, and I could just see it. So y'all can go there with me. Second chapter of Colossians, the 9th verse, starts off, For contained in him, that be Jesus, dwells all of the fullness, in the King James, the way our Lord it said, of the Godhead bodily. Theotes somatikos. Theotes, that's literally being God. Somatikos would be referring to the body. So literally, you know, when you say the Godhead bodily, I don't know what you get from that, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost or whatever. Some translations actually use the word deity. What this is saying, what Paul's writing, is simply that in Jesus dwells all of the fullness of being God in a body. That's translating the words literally. In Jesus, dwells, remains, stays, all the fullness of being God in a body. If you go back a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about the light, he's the light of life, and that light is the life of men, and it shines down into us. And Paul said, it's shining from the reflection of his face down into our hearts, that this powers of God, it's hyperbolo, it's exceeding physical reality or human knowledge. And all of that, remember last week when we talked about Jesus being in the pit of hell, and we were talking about the testimony of, the evidence of, out from the Shroud of Turin, and we were talking about how much energy it took, we're going to get to energy again in a minute, how much energy it took to actually create not just an immortal man, but a God in the body of an immortal man. That's who we're dealing with. That's who we're talking about. And it is so far past what a lot of people actually consider. I was talking to Julie on the way over here, and how do you say that? Like sad. you know, just a little bit grieved, kind of sad, because as I look and read and listen and talk to people, it seems like what's on most people's mind most of the time, even in their, quote, prayers, is just themselves. That we're always just asking God to do something for us. We're wanting Him to take care of something, to give us something, to show us something. Even often in what we call times of praise and worship, in those churches that actually give some credence and some esteem to the music, often while we're singing, what we've got on our mind is ourselves. We're trying to get something from God, right? And how that should be just exactly the opposite. When we join together, when we come together, the idea is to worship, to properly acknowledge Him, to the point to where that reflection coming from Him is being reflected out from us back to Him. Remember the definition of glory? That's the whole idea, is that you're just worshiping Him. And like Jesus said, when you go into the door, into the closet, close the door, what happens? He sees you in secret, and He, remember what we talked about? Gives back to you openly, apodidemi, gives back to you. That's the whole idea. He comes first. Do you understand what we're saying? And when you realize who you're talking to, when you realize who you're considering, when you understand the weight and the gravity of the situation, you can't help but just worship Him. And as you do, you're drawn in to Him as He manifests Himself in you, because you're one. We got through the first verse. Okay. And contained in Him, you. Now, let's pause for a second. Every time you hear the word you or your in these several verses of Scripture we're going to be looking at, they are plural. Okay? So around here we say y'all or all y'all, right? So it is not just you, it's you all. So as Paul is writing this letter to Colossians, I believe God knew it was going to be read 2,000 years later by us this morning. He put all y'all in there. Even as Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, he put all y'all in there. It's not just you, it's everybody, okay? And in Him, all of you have been filled with